Crypto world. Today's daf from Masechet Tevachim is daf Nun Beit, and we've already done a lot of the Omer Aleph of Nun Beit. So let me just remind you where we've gotten up to. In the context of our previous search for whether we can apply a Mar Matzino, what's called a Binyan Av, to other Limudim, to another Binyan Av, or even to Hekesh, Gzeira Shaveh, Kal Vachomer, we are trying to bring a raya about at least one case that a Binyan Av can be malame with a Binyan Av. We ended up saying that that raya is not a raya, and we explained that Rabbi Meir was actually thinking about something else. But in the context of that conversation, and that was our primary concern, in the context of that conversation, what we did was we actually raised a different question, and that involved what was the way in which Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva were arguing about how to say a Kal Vachomer, whether the dam is boim lechaper or not boim lechaper, the difference between the dam that we were talking about, which was the dam that was coming as the actual requirement for Shvi'ah Shirayim versus just Shvi'ah Shirayim b'chutz, there was a difference in how they phrased the Kal Vachomer. And the way that we wanted to explain, according to Rabbi Barava, the difference in the phraseology, so Rabbi Barava said the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva is that Rabbi Yishmael holds Shirayim are ma'akvim, therefore he couldn't say the words they're not boim lechaper, whereas Rabbi Akiva holds that they're not ma'akvim, and therefore he says they're not even boim in the first place. And we explained yesterday that that doesn't mean that literally Shirayim ma'akvim and the whole kapora is dependent on the Shirayim, but it means that you have to see to it that there would be Shirayim. Okay, that's where we had gotten up to. And then we had Rav Papa, and Rav Papa, which we finished yesterday, Rav Papa learned that everybody, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, agree that Shirayim are not ma'akvim, and we weren't even talking about the Shiore Behima of the Akratas Behima. We were talking about Mitzui Chatas Ha'of. Now, in the Mitzui Chatas Ha'of, remember that there the pasuk ends with the word Chatat Hi. And that's the shaila of what exactly is the Torah coming to tell me by adding that chatat hi, because remember, whenever it says chatat hi, it's always ikuva hi, means it has to be kavayata. So it says over there in that pasuk, chatat al kir hamizbeach, vahanishar bedam yimatzei el yisod hamizbeach chatati. Hanishar b'dam means that we're setting up an equivalence to the blood that remains in the body of the chatas. Remember, we never take the blood out of a bird. We leave it in the body, and we simply spray it directly from the neck, which is the opposite of what we do with the chatas behima. And there's an equivalent also to the shvi'ah shirayim. Of course, shvi'ah shirayim by the dam of the behima means that we take the leftover blood, and we put it, it's still left in the kos, and we pour it out onto the Yisod HaMizbeach on the bottom. Now, the question is, how would we do the equivalent to the Chatas HaOv? We would take the body of the bird and be Mimatzeh, as it says over here, Mitzah, HaNishar B'Adam Yimatzeh, which means to squeeze it out against the Mizbeach. El Yisod HaMizbeach. So it's an equivalent to the idea of Shvi'ah Shirayim. Rav Papa says that the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel was not even referring to the dam of the behemoth. It was referring specifically to the Shvi'ah Shirayim of a oaf, which is actually Mitzui. So that's what they were arguing about. And let's just start from there. We'll go over that again, because yesterday we stopped in the raya to Rav Papa. So Rav Papa Omar on Nun Beis Omer Aleph, which is where we got up to yesterday. Rav Papa Omar, and this is three lines up from the middle. Rav Papa Omar, Tekule Alma Shiraim Ein Ma'akvin. Actually, I disagree. I think both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva hold Shirayim are not Ma'akvin. The whole discussion between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva revolved around the Mitzri Chatasa of whether that's Ma'akiv, and that's the Machlokes. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds Mar Sovar Me'akev, and you've got to make sure that you have Dam, that you're able to squeeze out to the Yisod. And Rabbi Akiva holds, it's not important, Lo Ma'akev. And remember that according to Rashi, we were learning that ma'akev doesn't mean literally ma'akev. Ma'akev means the question of whether you need to see to it that there is dam, but it doesn't mean that the kapara will be me'ukav. Now, we started yesterday, we ran out of time, so let's start again. The Tanya Kavasa Derev Papa. There's a braita that actually makes it clear that even a libet Rabbi Yishmael, when we're talking about a chatas behema, there is no din of Shvicha Shiraim as being a requirement, which is a requirement that's ma'akev, which is exactly what Rav Papa understood in Rabbi Yishmael. Because it says there that even Rabbi Yishmael agrees, as we'll see, that it's not ma'akev. And over there, the Braita is learning the out, understanding the pasuk of the din of et kol dam hapar yishpoch, which is said for the first time, it's said by the par kohen mashiach. So it says, pour out all of the dam onto the yisod, and that is referring, of course, to echatas pnimi, because remember, the par of the kohen gadol, of course, was brought bifnim. It was even brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and on the Parochet, and then we had to pour out the rest of the dam, we had to pour out on the Yisod HaMizbeach. And the question is, why does it repeat the word HaPar? It could just say that called Damo Yishpoch. So, Ma Tamid Lomar HaPar, why repeat the word HaPar? That's there to tell me, Limeid Alpar Ko Yom HaKippurim. That's to teach me that the Par of Yom Kippur also requires matan domim liyisod, and therefore, says Rebbe, we had to mention hapar. Now, of course, we know that there were other bases to that, which we had the whole idea of yasalapar, kashera salapar. Okay, that's it. There are different approaches to where we learn out the halacha. But right now, what's important to us is Rebbe Yishmael Shita. So Rebbe says the extra word hapar, in terms of the Shvicha Shirayim, needed to include the par of Yom HaKippurim, where not one word is said about Shvicha Shirayim of any kind. So we needed to know that there's Shvicha Shirayim on the par of Yom HaKippurim. Omar Rabbi Yishmael, I understand that that's what it means, but, you know, the same thing is obvious from a Kal Vachomer, isn't it? Now, what Rabbi Yishmael is going to suggest is that when you can learn something out of a Kal Vachomer, and anyway, the Torah repeats it in a pasuk, it's coming to tell me something. And what is it coming to tell me? What repetition usually comes to tell me? Namely, Shana Labakatuv La'akev. If the Torah repeats it, it's to teach me that if you don't do it, it's actually Ma'akev the Kapara. That's what Rabbi Yishmael is going to try to prove. So therefore, Rabbi Yishmael says, yes, you're 100% right, Rabbi. The pasuk does mean that. But the problem is, I would have known it without the pasuk, because I would have known it from a Kal Vachomer. Here's my Kal Vachomer. Uma imi she'ein nichnas damo lefnim chova. In a case where you don't need to bring a par kohen Mashiach, do you? I mean, are we going to ask the Kohen Mashiach, could you please make a mistake in Hora'ah, and could you please do an Avera, and that way we're able to bring your wonderful Par Kohen Mashiach? I don't think so. So there's no Chiyav to see to it that we bring that Karva, correct? And nonetheless, it does require Yisod, because it says over here, that call Damapar. We know that you need a Shvichas Yisod, and it's Ton Yisod. So in the case of the Par Yom HaKippurim, now what are you going to say? The Par Yom HaKippurim, you don't have to do? Of course you have to do. We do that once a year, Achas B'Shana, come hell or high water, and that is an absolute chiyuv. So Kol Shekein, it is more important, and if the the power of the Kohen Gadol needed to have Shvich HaShirayim, so too does it mean obvious that the power of Yom HaKippurim requires Shvich HaShirayim. Eino din sheto'un yesod? Here too, Rabbi Akiva goes after the way Rabbi Shmuel made his Kal V'chomer, and he says, why are you always making these poor quality Kal V'chomer when you could make a much better Kal V'chomer? Why are you looking at the difference between does it have to happen or is it just that it can happen? You could have gone straight for the jugular, man. You could have said, if the Parkoin Mashiach, which is never brought Lifnai V'Lifnim, is it? So it doesn't have that Madrega of Kedusha. It only has the dinim of putting the dam on the Mizbeach HaZahav and putting the dam on the parochet in the Heichal. Nothing to do with Bein HaBadim or going with Lifnai V'Lifnim. So if even a lower level Kedusha power like that requires Shvich HaShirayim, Kol Shekein, the power of Yom HaKippurim, which has to go Lifnai V'Lifnim, is going to be on a higher Darga of Kedusha, and it will certainly need to have Shvich HaShirayim. Nice Kal V'chomer without getting into the question of, is it a mitzvah, is it a chovah? What are you confusing the issues for? Okay, but of course I agree with you. Obviously, we both agree that this could have been learned from a Kal V'chomer. So let's just see that insight. Omer Rabbi Akiva, here's the way to say it. Umam b'she'en damo nichmas lifnai v'lifnim at all. Oh, I don't care, we're talking about chovah or mitzvah. Forget the chovah or mitzvah, Jez. Just say it's not nichmas lifnai v'lifnim. And it requires yesod. So kol shekein, a korban, meaning the power of Yom HaKippurim, that has to go lifnai v'lifnim, no matter what, is certainly going to require a yesod. Okay, so now we're both agreed that we've got a kal v'chomer. Now the question is, Gavi, you have to get Ori to concentrate on this because it's a little bit complicated. If you don't put on your joint thinking cap, it's not going to go in. It's going to go in one ear and out the other. So let's make sure that we do concentrate, please. So now here's the key. You might think that the repetition of a pasuk, of something that is learned from a kal v'chomer. Now, normally, what do we do? When we have a Kal V'chomer and a Pasuk teaching the same thing, what we do is we try to figure out if the Pasuk is adding something that the Kal V'chomer maybe would have left out. So we try to make a drasha from the Pasuk. If we cannot make a drasha, do we say, well, so something's wrong? No. We have a klal, which Gavi is going to make sure that he includes. And that klal goes like this. Milta da'ata mikal v'chomer, Torach v'katav luhukra. Something that could have been learned from a Kal V'chomer, you can't complain about the fact that the Pasuk writes it beferish. If you could find a use for it, fine. But if not, not. So, you might think that this is one of the cases where the addition of the Kal V'chomer adds an additional din. What's the additional din? The repetition. And a repetition by Kutcher means what? Ikuva. So therefore, it continues on. Rabbi Yishmael, so if that's the case, Yocho Yakvenu. So you might think that this means that we have a repetition which teaches us that Shvich HaShirayim is actually Ma'akev. That's what you might think. That's why we need to see in the Pasuk, which is what we saw earlier, V'chila Mikaperet HaKodesh, as soon as the Kohen finishes doing the Zrikais on the Mizbeach, the Pnimi, so it says over there on Yom Kippur, when you finish, V'chila Mikaperes HaKodesh. That means you did this, that's it, finito. There's nothing else that's required. V'chila. This is the completion of everything. You do not need to go ahead and to do the Shvich HaShirayim in order to attain Kapara. You are already Mechaper. So, V'chila Mikaperes HaKodesh. So says Rabbi Yishmael. Now, this is a fascinating Braita. What the Braita is doing, this is something that we've never seen a Braita use these words in this way. What the Braita wants to say is, if the only reason that we were unable to make that Kal V'chomer was because of the fact that the Torah went out of its way to say v'kimah mikaper sakodesh, we could make a different kal v'chomer that was based on the same kind of reasoning, namely that if you have a kal v'chomer and you also have a pasuk, it should lead to ikuva. So here, take a look at this additional kal v'chomer that seems to follow the exact logic that you said. We could bring a kal v'chomer to prove that the shirayim of the Kohen Gadol is actually ma'akev. Forget about Yom Kippur. Okay, I understand. Yom Kippur, we have the pasuk v'chila michaper, fine. But now I want to apply the same logic that Rabbi Shmuel just said, and I want to use it to teach me that actually even the part of Yom Kippurim, the Shvicha Shirayim will be ma'akev, because it doesn't say anything about v'chila michaper when it comes to that korban. V'chila michaper was only said legabe Yom Kippurim. So listen to this, Rabbi Shmuel, and you'll see you have the same logic. Kal v'chomer lepar kohen Mashiach from the Soyer Nasi. Now, using the same sfora, listen to this. A Soyer Nasi does not go into the Heichal, and certainly not Lifnai v'Lifnim. Doesn't go in at all for any purposes. The Soyer Nasi is a korban that is brought b'chutz. Even though a number of people got confused with this issue prior to this, let's make it very clear once again. A Soyer Nasi, even though it sounds like it's part of the first three Chataot, because we had the Kohen Mashiach, and then we had the Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, so it sounds to your brain that the next Korban Chatas, which is in Asher Nasi Yechta, would be part of that group, but it isn't. And the Asher Nasi Yechta is actually an introduction to the last three Chataot, which are all Bachutz, the Soyer Nasi, the Seiras Yochid, and the Kivsas Yochid. Now let's take a look at the Soyer Nasi. So a Soyer Nasi is done totally outdoors. It's done, doesn't go in at all inside for any purposes. Lola chova, lola mitzvah, forget about the schova mitzvah jazz. It does require yesod. It says so in the pasuk. Pour it out. That's the mitzvah. So Misha Nichnas Daba Lifnim, will you have a Par Kohen Gadol? I don't care whether it's a chov or a mitzvah, but the point is the Par Kohen Gadol is more of a kedusha because it's Nichnas Lifnim when it is brought than a Soyer Nasi. So obviously it's going to be Ta'un Yesod. Eino Dinsha Ta'un Yesod. Here too, let's use your same logic. So now we have a Kal V'chomer that is teaching us something that for some reason the Torah repeats in the parsha of the Par Kohen Mashiach, and it says that kol damo yishpoch el yesod hamizbeach asher petach ha'moed, right? Why do we need to repeat? So it must be that to teach me that it's ma'akev. Aha! So we use the same logic. You might think that indeed using Rabbi Shmuel's logic that it will be ma'akev. That's why the Torah says Ve'et koldam hapar yishpoch, nitko hakatuv la'asei, ve'asa'o shiarei mitzvah. Listen to this brilliant. Again, you can only flip out when you hear the level of the diuk and the sensitivity, the sentence structure that our Mesechet Zvachim of Chochmas comes to teach us. In each of the dinim that we had in this pasuk, the structure of the pasuk was always subject, object, verb. Because what it said was over here, throughout, it always said the words in that order. And here, it says it specifically in a different order. And therefore, it tells me that the different language is to teach me that it should be a different type of chiyuv. Because look, v'natan hakohen min adam, hakonot mizbach haktores, okay? Et kol damapa yishpo, o yesod hamizbeach. So what do we have over here? we've got a structure in which everything that we said until now was always built on a verb, subject, object. Now, all of a sudden, we flip when it comes to the dam hapar, and we first say that kol dam hapar yishpoch ayesod mizbach ha'olah. Why do we mention the object before we mention the verb? So we had v'lakach ha'kohen b'dam, v'natan ha'kohen minadam. You see? That's the order throughout. Whatever we're discussing, what the Kohen should do, we talk about, here's the verb that is done by this subject to this object. V'natan ha'kohen minadam. All of a sudden we say, and what about the dam? Oh, the dam, meaning the shiori ha'dam? Then that should be yishpoch ha'yesod ha'mizbeach. Why do we reverse it like that? Because we want you to know that basically this is a din, not in what you need to do, because we don't talk about the doing it until we mention the object. This is a halacha of the dispensation of this object, which is a completely different halacha. There's shirayim. Okay, what to do with that shirayim? Put it on the Yesod HaMizbeach. You see how different that is from telling me, take the dam and put it on the Mizbeach? It's totally different. So because of that difference in the sentence structure, the Torah is being minatek. It's actually ripping it out of the previous understanding of which we're talking about the mitzvah to be done, and instead we're talking about the dispensation of the object. I mean, isn't that really sensitive? Come on. Hey, bunch of boring people. Anyway, so, so that comes to teach me that the shirayim are actually not ma'akev, which is exactly what Rav Papa said, because here we see that Rav Yishmael is 100% in agreement. Shirayim are not ma'akev. And we learned it out from this psukim by Yom Kippur. We learned it out from the Chila Mikaper. And when it comes to the Par Kohen Mashiach, we learned it out from the change in the fact that Nitko HaKatuv La'aseh. Okay. Now, getting back to what Rav Papa said. Rav Papa, he claimed that the machlokas between Rav Yishmael and Rav Akiva was about Mitzui Dam of Chatas Ha'ov. Since it says by the Chatas Ha'ov, Nimatzel Yesod HaMizbeach, Chatat Hi, that the Nishar Badam, the remainder, which is Shirayim, should be squeezed out on the Yesod. So there, Rabbi Yishmael was saying that the Mitzui Chatas Ha'ov, actually, that's where Rabbi Yishmael is saying, it is Ma'akev, and therefore I couldn't say it's Eino Bolachaper. Is that true? Does Rabbi Yishmael indeed hold that Mitzui Chatas Ha'of is Ma'akev? Now, you understand how far we have wandered from our original discussion, right? Like we're 10 steps away over here. The whole thing started with the question of whether a Ma'amatzino, a Binyan Av, can be Malamed in another Binyan Av. That brought us to a Braita, which we mentioned Agav, which was talking about learning out one from the other. And that brought us to this Braita, which discussed the question of Shirayim Ma'akvim, also only as a tangential issue, because that was one way of understanding a machlokas of phraseology in the Braita between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva about how to make a Kal V'chomer. So, I mean, we're already 5 stages away from anything that interests us originally. Okay, but meanwhile, we're going with the flow in our sugya. From there, we arrived at yet another tangential discussion about yet another Kal V'chomer, about whether Shirayim or Ma'akvim, and how to phrase the Kal V'chomer when it came to the idea of the Shiore Mitzvah in a different Kal V'chomer that was trying to learn out the Par V'Yom HaKippurim, or after that, the next step down was the Par of the Kohen Mashiach, to use the same logic and to learn it from the Soyer Nasi. I mean, like, we are so far away that it's easy to lose track. So remember that what's really happening over here is that we're continuing our excuses to take a look at all of the complex interrelationships of the various dinim with each other. And because we have five separate chataot that we need to discuss, and we started discussing the questions of the differences between a Yesod HaMizbeach, which is Petach HaMoed, or Stam Yesod HaMizbeach, which is the Mizbeach HaOla, or even just Stam Shirayim to the Yesod HaMizbeach without even mentioning Mizbeach HaOla. Because of the interrelationships, we get into this beautiful exploration of the way that the Torah has involved one in the other with our opening pasuk. Really, we have to understand this Gemara existentially as a continuation of our V'asala Par, Kasher Asala Par, which got us into another par today, which is the question of the Shvicha Shiraim of the par. It's called Dam HaPar, an additional separate mention of a par, and it forces us to note once again the interrelationship of the Dinim of Yom HaKippurim, which are also chataot apnimiot, and how they relate to the chataot achitzoniot, which we're going to be getting into more today, those two dinim, and one of the big differences possibly between them. And now we've added yet another component, because until now we concentrated entirely on the differences between the chataot, the five chataot mentioned in Vayikra, and the truth is we ignored the other very important chatas, which is a chatas ha'of. Now, that chatas ha'of isn't even mentioned here. Why? You tell me why. Why has the chatas ha'of been ignored when it comes to Parshas Vayikra? Who's going to tell me why we didn't talk about a chatas ha'of after we talked about all five other chataot? Anybody has a clue? Deep, deep, deep. Yes, exactly. The Chatas Ha'of is only mentioned in terms of the Oila V'Yored. It's not part of the Chataot that we begin with, which is in Nefesh Yachata with the Achas B'Mitzvah Hashem. It's a specific case that applies only to three cases, namely, the only one of which is Koras, is Knisa L'Migdash, and then another two cases which are not even a Chiyuv Karis. So it's a totally different type of carbon. And that's why we didn't put it into the same realm as the specific chataot that were mentioned at the beginning here in Vayikra that we've been comparing. But if we take everything into consideration, and remember, we did take all the behemoths into consideration because we had moved on to Asham and took a look at the dinim of how the Asham's dinim interrelate with the chatas. So now we're looking back at the parsha that came immediately before Asham, which is the Korban Oil of Yored, and that, as Alon has just pointed out, does include for an Ani, it includes the possibility of bringing a cheaper chatas, which is a chatas ha'ov. And there we found that even though there's no normal Kabbalah Saddam in a kos, but there is still a mitzui and a shvicha shirayim, not through shvicha, but through mitzui. So now we're actually broadening here our discussion to include the five chataot behima and the one chatas ha'of, which is actually giving us a much broader vision. We now can take a look at that Parshas Vayikra, which is why I held it up to you graphically. You could take a look at that Parshas Vayikra, and every piece of it lights up in terms of every other piece. The one piece that was missing is, as Alon pointed out, we skipped the Oil of the Yoreh. Now we get into the din of that Chatas Ha'of, which brings us into the Oil of the Yoreh as well. So we ended up just, again, I wish I could share the sense of wonder at the level of structure where the Gemara has so many multi-leveled interactions, where it pretends that its interest is one thing, where in reality it's forcing you to confront a bunch of other things, all of which in the end bring it together into a single vision. It's as the Rambam says, when you look at what it is that was done in the Gemara, you cannot escape the realization that this is not human. It's superhuman. It can only be done with Ruach HaKodesh because it has so many different levels and all of which interrelate in different ways that it's really mind-boggling. So when it looks like, on the level that you're thinking of it, on the simple pshat, it looks like we're flying far afield from what it is that we were interested in, because we only got interested in all of this because of the tangential question of lomad min halomad. It turns out that what we've really done is we have understood the interrelationship through experiencing the differences just at the beginning of the mokim of the shvita, the mokim of the Kabbalah, the mokim of the Aveda, bifnim, lifnai v'lifnim, or in the Azara, the Ezu Mekeman itself has brought us to a deeper understanding of the interrelationship of all of the pieces of the Karbonos that are mentioned here, which is why we're looking at the details of why do we need to mention Petach Omoi? Why do we need to mention Kikachatata Hashem? Why do we need to talk about the Mokom Asher Yishkatata Ola? Why do we need to mention both the Mokom of the Ola and the Chatas when it comes to the Hashem? You see, Ezu Mekeman is utilizing Mokim as the wedge to actually parse all of the different dinim and their relationships. It's just wonderful to see. Anyway, I'm sorry. I can't resist. It's not really part of the pshat of the daf, but it's necessary to get a sense of love and excitement for the daf. So now, it turns out that according to Rav Papa, Rabbi Shmuel claims that Mitzui Chatas Ha'of is actually Ma'akev. Is that true? V'sova Rabbi Shmuel, Mitzui Chatas Ha'of Ma'akev. But we know that in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Hatana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, we find the Braita that says that this pasuk of Hanishar Badam Yimatze means only V'Hanishar Yimatze, if there happens to be blood that's left over. I mean, that's what it means when you say Hanishar Badam. It's not telling you to leave the dam. It's only saying if there is leftovers, which means, okay, what if Eino Nishar? Then what? Then what? Then nothing. Then long you might say. That's all. Where does it say over here that anything is ma'akev? All it says is, if there's leftover blood, be mamatzi it. And if there's not, go take a drink of Coke. I don't know. If not, nothing. Right? So that's what the pasuk is telling you. So she eino nishar lo yimatzei. But you just claimed that according to Rabbi Yishmael, you've got to see to it that there is a nishar badam, which is the way we understood the ma'akev, just means there's no such thing as if nishar, there must be nishar. That was the understanding that we had in Rashi, which this fits in beautifully with. Says the Gemara, you're right. There is no way to consolidate those two shitas. There's obviously treitanoia, libel Rabbi Yishmael. According to this braita, there is indeed a shita in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Yishmael that holds that the shiraim of the Chatas Ha'of, which is called Mitzvah Shiraim, is definitely not Ma'akev. And that's very important for us to know. But the other Rabbi Yishmael indeed told that shiraim is Ma'akev on and only on the Chatas Ha'of, Mitzvah Chatas Ha'of, because Chatat Hi, that and only that is Ma'akev. Omar Rami Bar Choma, so let's get back to the Chataot Behima. Okay. When it comes to the Chataot Behima, Rami Bar Choma says, look, everybody that you've been talking about until now, and that's the way Rav Papa says, whether you're talking about Rabbi Akiva or you're talking about Rabbi Yishmael, nobody holds that the Shiori Hadam are Ma'akvim. But that doesn't mean that nobody holds the Shiori Hadam are Ma'akvim. I mean, I can show you a Tana that definitely holds that Shiori Hadam of even the Chataot Behima are ma'akvim. So don't tell me nobody holds it. And you say none of the people that we've spoken about. But how about this braita? Hi, Tana, the braita I'm about to bring you holds that shirayim are ma'akvim. Because it says in the braita, the zot torat achatat, and who is the one that is supposed to go ahead and eat the chatat? So we have the general idea, ha-kohen ha-mechate otah yochalena b'makom kadosh, Teachel, the chatzar or homoed. So what do we do with the boser of a chatas behima? It's given to the kohen who is makriv that chatas. I shouldn't say makriv, who is bechated at chatas, I mean, who puts the da. And why does it say hakohen mechate ota yochalena? I mean, just say hakohen mechateha. If you say mechate ota, then you're saying something that's mamayet, which means ota, only the chatas that I just defined for you, which is what? At the chatas that you put the matanot hadam on the four karnot hamizbeach. But suppose it's not ota. Suppose the coin messes up and he puts the dam instead of on the karnot, he puts it underneath the chut hasikra michatzi hamizbeach ulamata. Then that's no good. The lo ota shenitan dam alamata. You cannot eat a chatas, which is pasul, and it's only ota that's kosher. What's the ota? What I just described to you in the pasuk. Put the dam in a bakar and the mizbeach. If you don't, it's pasul. Wait a minute. I don't think so. Amrit, what I would say, actually, if somebody would tell me that, I would say, look, let me ask you something. You obviously think that you need a pasuk to tell me that a zrika of a dam of a mechatas, lemata michut hasikra, is pasul. Okay? Why would you think it's kosher? That's what I don't understand. So I'll tell you. I'll tell you why you think it's kosher. You think it's kosher because of the very pasuk that we brought really all the way back at the beginning, that one matana is kosher. And that's because it says, V'dam zevachecha yishafecha mizbach Hashem alokecha. Remember that wonderful pasuk. What did it teach us? However it is that the dam gets to the mizbeach, that's okay, Jose, even though it's not the way to do it l'chatchila, right? As long as dam zevachecha yishafecha, then that's enough. That's what we used. Okay. That was the pasuk that we used to say that even the chataot, which require four separate matanot on the four kronot hamizbeach. We learned from there, remember, according to Beit Hillel, even one of those netinot is enough. That was the first netinah, the netinah rishonah, and that's the only thing that's ma'akev. The rest is not ma'akev, and then that led us to the whole discussion earlier about whether you could be mefagel and the rest of them, or whether the shalosh matanot remaining would be able to be mekalkel pigo by having a machsheves shelo lishma, so on and so forth. You remember the sugya, right? So, you obviously also remember this pasuk from the beginning of the sugya. So you think to yourself, okay, if the nitanim b'matan arba, that you only gave a matana achas is enough, so that's why you figured, so if that's enough, then maybe yochol afanitonim lamaila shenitanam lamata kiper. After all, the Torah only says, make the dam on the mizbeach. That's all it says. And that would mean that this came on the mizbeach. Dam zevachecha yishafech. Doesn't say where, does it? Okay, so in the same way that you're telling me I only need one zrika to be ma'akiv de kapara, so too, what's the difference where you put it? It was dam zevachecha yishafech. Now, I'm assuming that that's the reason that you said, if I don't have a pasuk to tell me otherwise, then I am going to have to conclude that it would be okay, b'diavad, if you put the matnes hakoronais lamata michut hasikra. So far, so good? Fine. That's how I would understand your whole methodology over here. Now, at this point, which is the point that I'm analyzing your state of mind, at this point, you went to the pasuk to say, well, that's not true because of the word ota, right? Now, I say, before we start talking about that, why don't we think about it rationally? Because, actually, I would have figured out, without your pasuk of ota, I would have figured out that there is no way that the dam that was meant to be put lamala would be kosher if it was put lamata. And here's what I would have said. I would have said, Vidinu, look, it seems to be very clear, mitzad hasvara, that if we find that nemru damim lamala, v'nemru damim lamata, we know that there are some damim that are put lamala michut hasikra, And there's some damim that is put lamata michuta sikra of the chatas. There is? What? Which chatas is put lamata michuta sikra? Tell me. Which chatas is put lamata michuta sikra? I can see Menachem El is cogitating deeply.
Torah.
Who?
The Torah.
Who's the Torah? I don't know what a Torah is.
A Mitzorah.
Chatat off.
Remember our simen. Olat off up. Which means chatat off down. And the
only thing I remember, Rabbi.
the inverse is the behemah. Okay. Always remember that very simple simen. Ola, of, up. So all of it is about going up. All right. So there are chataot that need to be put. Lamata michuta sikra, which is the olat, the chatat ha'of. So ma damim ha'amurim lamata shenetanam lamala. Lo kiper, we're going to find out later on that the Torah says specifically that if you put the dam of the chatas ha'of lamala, it is not mechaper, and it's ma'akev. We have a special pasuk to teach me that later on. So we should say the same thing would be true in the inverse. Just like the damim ha'amurim lamata from the chuta sikra, that you put them lamalam in chuta sikras are not mechaper, so to the damim that are amurim lamala, which is the normal dam of the chatas behima, in natan lamata, you put them under the chuta sikra, lo chiba. That's what I would have said, and then I would not have needed the pasuk of ota to teach me that it's ma'akev. No, wait a minute. Then, of course, the correct response would have been, lo, that's not a good logic, because im amarta betachtonim shenitanim benetina lamala, the case that you brought that says it's possible was the case of the chatas ha'of that you put on top of the koronas. Well, of course, that's not going to be kosher. You know why? Because of gravity. Gravity? Yes, because of gravity. Look, whenever you put something on the top of the Mizbeach, remember good old Newton and Einstein. Where does that blood end up? It ends up down at the bottom. But not only that, you have to do Shvicha Shiraim. So you're going to see to it that that blood actually gets down there at the bottom, right? So, okay. There's a big difference because things that are usually put on the bottom never end up on top. So if they don't end up on top, that's not the place for them. I never heard of a Shvicha Shirayim on the Kranot HaMizbeach. So therefore, you can't compare the two. Im amarta betachtonim shenitanim benitina lamala. So you're telling me that they're not kosher. That's because they never end up lamala. And therefore, if you do it wrong, lo kiper, masha enkein, elyonim, that are meant to be put on top, and you put them on the bottom. Anyway, you're going to put some of them on the bottom. Sheyesh mi'am korav lamata, you're going to actually physically brought some of them down as shvicha shirayim. So since that dam ultimately gets down at the bottom, maybe if you put it on the bottom in the first place, maybe it would be kosher. So I don't understand how you compare. You're claiming it's very logical. I don't see that it's logical. There's a big difference. Well, now, wait a minute. That's not really a reason for us not to learn it out of that opening din. It is logical because, look, if you take a look at the damim of the Shiraim HaPnimiyim, okay, there's the dam HaPnimi. Does that dam end up? It ends up on the Yisod Mizbeach HaOlam. So even if you bring the dam, I'm so sorry about this. My voice is just not doing well. Okay, so you're supposed to put that dam on the Kronot HaMizbeach HaPnimi. where do they end up? If you're talking about where they end up in terms of Shirayim, where they end up on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Yesh mem korev b'chutz, namely Shvicha Shirayim. But what if you would bring all of the dam that was meant to be inside, and you gave some of the Tchilas HaDam, you gave it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon? Would it be kosher? No, it would not be kosher. How do I know? Because v'asala par kasher asala par. Over there, the Torah repeated the halachas of the Chataot HaPnimiyim and said that it's ma'akev. Shana lava katub la'akev. So you see that the fact that blood will end up somewhere is not an excuse to be makshir it if you start it in the wrong place. So that's true over here too. No, that's not true. Because imamayta bedamim apnimiyim, there's a big difference between dam that is being brought and dam the other chatos. Let me see if I can clear up my voice properly. Hold on. So if you're talking about the dam hapnimim, that's because the mizbeach hapnimi really has not actually finished everything that you need to do. What does that mean? It sounds to me like it means, and we'll see later on precisely what it means, but it sure sounds like it means that the dam that is brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not going to complete the kapara. Gosh, if that's true, what is completing the kapara? Must be the Shvicha Shirayim. That's what we think this means, and therefore it would be a raya that Shvicha Shirayim are actually ma'akev when it comes to this korban. That's what it sounds like. So the damim apnimiim, the mizbeach apnimi, does not complete what we need to do. Masha enkein, the mizbeach achitzon for the chata'at achitzonah. Over there, when you put the dam on the kronot, that's all you need to do. You can compare them. Now, doesn't that sound like the differences in terms of Shvicha Shirayim? So, obviously, somebody is saying that that is Ma'akev. So, therefore, since they're not as Chomor, because they're Memareg, so maybe if you put them in the wrong place, they would also be okay. That's why we need the Ota to teach me only if it's done properly and not if it's put in the wrong place. So all of this braita, with all of its six different steps, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, is all there only to bring to us the lashon of inat mimarkin. What did we mean when we say something is missing? Inachatas hapnimis. What is this mean? So says Rami Bar Choma, that's what I'm telling you. When it said in this braita, she'ein mizbeach hapnimi mimarkan, what do you think it was referring to? Why does it say it's not enough to bring all of the dam on the mizbeach hapnimi? I'll tell you what it's referring to. The shvicha shirayim of the mizbeach hapnimi. And therefore, it's not mimarkan, because if you don't do it b'chutz, you did not finish the kapora. So you see, there obviously somebody holds, and that's the author of this braita, somebody holds that the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which requires Shvicha Shirayim b'chutz, those Shirayim are ma'akev. Omar le Rava, so Rava said to Rami Bar Choma, it can't mean that. This is brilliant. It can't mean that, because if it does mean that, you just screwed up the whole Braita from beginning to end. Because if it means it, then the whole kavachoma that you made from the braita turns out to be nonsensical. Do I need to explain this to you? Okay, so let me explain. If you're going to say that, and then the whole braita falls apart. Because what is the braita for? Remember, the braita began with the simple limud of Hakohena Machate Ota. Why does it say Ota? So we needed Otah to tell me, if you put the dam in the right place, then good. And if you don't put the dam in the right place, then it's not kosher, right? From which we learned that the matanais that were meant to be on the kronais, if they put lamata michuta sikra, they are no good. That's what we learned, all right? Now, if what you just said is true, so then it's a kavachomer in the opposite direction. They say the kavachomer. If we just proved, according to you, that the Shirayim HaPnimim were there actually Ma'akev, and therefore they are so from Chovah, they must be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. And nonetheless, if you went ahead and you were Asam B'tchila B'chutz, and you put the dam in the wrong place where they absolutely belong in as Shirayim, and without their being in the Shirayim, there's no kapora. And nonetheless, if you put the dam in that place, lechatchila, what's the din? Completely puzzle, because v'atzer kasher asah. So if you're talking about dam that is put lamala b'chutz, where over there, there's no ikuv. Nobody was saying that the shvicha shirayim b'chutz is ma'akev. So if that's the case, if you put them betchila lamata, so for sure it's the wrong place. If even where it's a right place in the sense that it has to be there, and without putting it on the yisod mizbeach hachitzayin, it's not going to be mechaper. So then kol shekein, if it didn't need to be put on the yisod, how in the world would you think that it would be okay if you put it there lechatchila? This is not the place for the dam at all. So don't you understand? You made a taina, what you claim is the logical conclusion of what it means, lo mirat the kapora. And by doing so, you turned the whole braita into a piece of garbage. The meaning of the braita was to tell me why we need otah, and you prove that we don't need otah. Come on, man. Work it out till the end, and you'll see that this is ridiculous. So obviously, that's not what it means. When it says something is missing, if you just do the Aveda on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's not talking about what's missing at the end, which is Shvicha Shirayim. It's talking about what's missing at the beginning. What's that? The Zrikas that you have to do on the Peruchet. Is the Mizbeach HaZahav, is it enough to bring the Dam on the Mizbeach HaZahav? Yes or no? No, that's the point. So over there, those matanis that you're doing on the Mizbeach HaZahav are not sufficient, because unless you combine them with the seven zrikas that you're going to be doing on the parochas in the case of the Parker and Mashiach, you're not going to get a kapora because of Yasar Kasher Asah. That's what we're talking. We never mentioned in a moment in our wildest dreams. You're so off the wall. In the wildest dreams, we weren't talking about Shvicha Shirayim. We were talking about the fact that the Mizbeach HaZahav does not stand on its own ever as a full kapara. It's always combined with other things that you're doing in the Heichal. That's the point. Now you tell me you thought of that. That's the beauty of this braita. There's a bear behind you. Speak.
Could Rabbi explain the meaning of the word memarek?
Yeah, memarek means complete, climax. It's actually used for sexual climax. Biata miruk.
Yisurin memarkin klev avirav shel adam. Yisurin memarkin klev avirav shel adam. What does that mean?
Oh, clean out, nothing left. That's the beauty, yeah. That's chavivin ayisurin. It doesn't mean it's a great idea, though. Okay. So, that's what we are talking about. Ela, en mizbeach apnimi memarkan, on its own. That's the point. Why? That's because it always needs the parochet. Whew. Okay. Now, we spoke about before the din of the Par Yom HaKippurim and the machlokas about the chila mikaperes hakodesh. We mentioned it now about if you finish the kapores, so then that was a raya, we thought, to not requiring any more than that. if you finished these kaparas in the Pnai Vifnim and in the Heichal, that's all. V'chilo michaparas hakodesh. Let's take a look at that braita, because now that we've clarified that according to the various shittas of the Shvicha Shiraim, I would like to know what the din would be about the Shvicha Shiraim of Yom HaKippurim, because we didn't talk about that particular case. What about the Shvicha Shiraim of Yom Kippur? Tana Rabbana. V'chila michaper im kiper kila. V'im lo kiper lo kila. So what does that mean? If you did what you normally need to do, which is what? You did the Zrikas Hadam, that is enough. You don't need to do anything beyond that. And kila means, like they say in Arabic, khalas. It's the end. Finito. Fini. Kila. V'im lo kiper. But if you didn't do all of the actual Zrikas Hadam, then lo kila. So says Rabbi Akiva. Amalo Rabbi Yehuda, why do you reverse the pasuk? I mean, v'chila mikaper says first kila and then kaper, not first kaper and then kila. And you're claiming that if you just did the kaper, then you were mikila. But why not say it the other way around? Why not say, mipnei malo nomar, in kila, if you finished everything, then you were mikaper. But if you didn't finish everything, then you weren't mechaper. And then that would teach us that if you're missing anything, lo asa velo klo. Now, what exactly are they arguing about, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda here? There's a machlokas amoroim between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi about what they are arguing, okay? But we don't know who said what. But we do know that one, either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, they're not arguing. I mean, they're not arguing on anything substantive. They're arguing about the language. Language is called mashma'ut dorshim. How to read the pasuk and to be dorish the pasuk. That's all that they're arguing about. Because the machlokas would mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, by saying it your way, Rabbi Yehuda is giving Rabbi Akiva some of his own medicine, according to this, that Rabbi Akiva kept yelling at Rabbi Yishmael that he doesn't know how to make a proper Kal Vachomer. So Rabbi Yehuda is telling Rabbi Akiva, you're not making a proper drasha. If you're trying to tell me that the Kohen Gadol has to do all of the Matnos Hadam, which are Lifnai Velifnim, and in the Heichal, and holding an arm up to a head, the Gemara says, is 1/60th of the way towards falling asleep and is very dangerous even in Joburg. So then, if that's the din, then you should have, what you wanted to say was, if you did every last one, what does that mean? In kila. If you did every last one, then kiper. But what you're saying doesn't make that clear. You're saying, in kiper kila, you don't need to worry about anything else as long as you did all of the zrikas. But it doesn't say all of the zrikas here, Rabbi Akiva. It says only in kiper. Maybe one kapara is enough. So why are you missing out on the opportunity to tell me that kila would mean all of the kaparas? That's what it would mean. And that's the correct way of reading it anyway, v'kila mikaper. So do every last thing, finito, then you're a mechaper. But if it's not, then you're not mechaper, which is a much more effective way of using the words. That's all that I'm telling you. But the other one says, either Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi or Rabbi Yochanan, no, there's a very substantive issue between them. The question is whether Shirayim or Ma'akvim. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, if you were Kila, if you do every last thing that is mentioned in this parsha of Yom HaKippurim, which includes things that are not mentioned right now, namely Shvicha Shirayim, then you were Mechaper. But if you didn't do it all, then you were not Mechaper. Whereas Rabbi Akiva is saying just the opposite. If you were Mechaper, meaning you did all of the dam that was necessary, which is mentioned here, then kila, you don't have to worry about anything else. Meaning, you needn't worry about the Shvicha Shiraim, which is only mentioned elsewhere. Ha! So then that means that they're arguing about whether Shirayim are Ma'akvim or not, which is a very beautiful way of understanding the difference in the language. Now, you said you don't know who said what, right? But I'm telling you, we do know who said what, because I can figure out who said what. And here's how I'm going to figure it out. Tistayim, let me show you that it's Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi who is the one that holds that Shirayim are Ma'akvim, and not Rabbi Yochanan. Because we find that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, and this is talking about something else completely. It's talking about a case where the dam spilled after the Kohen gave all of the Matanes on Yom Kippur. So what happened was, the rest of the dam spilled out. He wasn't able to do the Shvi'ah Shirayim. And what does Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi say in that case? So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, "Ledivrei ha'omer shirayim ar ma'akvim." If you hold that without that last dam poured out, that you're going to not get the kapara of Yom Kippur, so what should you do? You would have to bring another par, and you'd have to start with the matanais of the dam that are brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, because otherwise you won't have Shirayim. What makes the dam Shirayim? So even though up until now we said that if blood spills out in the middle, you can bring another animal of the same kind and continue from that point forward. But if the blood spilled before the Shvi'ah Shirayim, you can't bring another par and pour out the dam from that par, because that dam isn't Shirayim. It's just a fresh dam. How would you make that dam Shirayim? You would use that dam on the Mizbeach, and then you would have Shirayim. And Rabbi Yeshua is the one, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, is the one who says, L'divrei ha'omer Shirayim ha'akvim. So that shows that it's Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi who holds that the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva over here was actually a machlokas about whether Shirayim or Ma'akvim, and that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds Shirayim or Ma'akvim. So don't tell me you don't know. Don't tell me Chadamar, Chadamar. Why don't you tell it like it is? Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Omer, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva is about whether Shirayim or Ma'akvim. Ha! No, siree. You're telling me that you can't find anywhere that Rabbi Yochanan says exactly those same words? I got news for you. I can show you Rabbi Yochanan also says, L'divrei ha'omer shirayim ha'akvim. Alter Rabbi Yochanan, Leslie Haisfara. What about Rabbi Yochanan, who was talking about the bright of Rabbi Nehemiah, and he came to explain Rabbi Nehemiah, and he said exactly those same words, and this was the question about whether if somebody actually uses shiyore hadam and he pours them out on a mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Nehemiah later on in the Mishnah, the din is that he's chayev kores for akrava schutz. Aha! Allah schutz! So, Rabbi Nehemiah, who said that, explains Rabbi Yochanan, obviously Rabbi Nehemiah, who says that those Shirayim make you chayav on Allah's chutz, he's going according to Divrei HaOmer Shirayim Ma'akvim, because this is real blood that is necessary for Kapora, and therefore if it's poured out outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you would be chayav. But according to the Mandi Omar, the Divrei HaOmer, that Shirayim are not Ma'akvim, it wouldn't be in any way mechayev you, because this is not real dam that's meant for the Mizbeach. Now, what does that mean? That both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi agree? But we know that they argue. So obviously, when you say that Rabbi Yochanan said that, you don't necessarily mean that Kedivrei HaOmer is a reference to our discussion. There is somewhere, somehow, there's a Tana who holds that Shirayim are Ma'akvim, but that doesn't mean it's our Tana, does it? Could mean it's some other Tana. Ela Kedivrei HaOmer, whoever it is. V'lav l'hani Tanoim, it's not talking about Richie's Tanoim. No, So then maybe Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi meant the same thing. There are such shitas. I don't know where they are, but it's Kedivrei Omer, V'lav Kahani Tandoi, QED, and that remains, we don't know who said what. We're left with Abt Tistayim, and we have, in fact, two separate Mandi Omrim. What do you say about that?